This is Kim Demaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, December 11th, 2020.
Blessing with man and spirit joined together in search of the greater truths and awareness. Dear friends, we come to you today to remind you of some simple but powerful truths. For the joy that everyone seeks for themselves, for the lives of others, must come from within. And in this time of unprecedented change, in this time of transition on the planet Earth, more and more it would appear... that the joy that you desire is not available to you. Instead, what you see available to you is grief, sadness, death, illness, confusion, chaos, corruption. But dear friends, you have the power within you to be able to create joy anytime you desire. And of course, it is not just in a time of holidays or celebration. More and more, your souls are guiding each and every one of you to discover the truth that the joy that is within you is the only answer. If you try indeed to seek the joy in the outer world, you will be disappointed. In fact, you may even become dependent on something that is indeed never going to live up to what you think it will be. For too often in the physical world, in the dimensions of the earth plane, you have been taught that you must seek your happiness, your joy, your contentment, and your fulfillment in the outer world. And too often indeed, it will be fleeting. It will not indeed serve you in the long run. You are indeed living in these times to show yourself, to remind yourself, to prove to yourself that all of the desires that you wish in this life must be indeed originating from deep within your soul. You are being guided, you are being led by the spiritual forces of those around you, of the teachers, the guides, your incredible spiritual team. Are you open to them? For they are offering their love, they are offering their wisdom to do just as what we attempt to do here today, to remind you that the answers you seek are not going to come from the world. They're going to come from within you more and more. The love, the joy, the fulfillment of the world around you must start from the individual. And as you remember these truths, you will become more of a source of light. You will become a source of love for everyone and everything around you. We suggest to each of you that as you look at the world around you, yes, observe it. Yes, take it in. But do not allow it to change you, to transform the eternal hope that springs forth within each of you. For that would indeed be a disaster. For things are not always as they appear, as you have often been reminded by us. But more and more, you are being given an opportunity because of the dire circumstances that you see facing the planet. You will be given an opportunity to change yourselves, no one else. Allow the transformations to occur more effortlessly. Allow the transformations to take hold of you. So you are surrounded by light. Now, many of you have been made aware of the many tools that you can utilize to indeed experience this for yourself. Are you remembering to be more conscious of what you choose to concentrate on during the day? Are you remembering to send love, to be more, yes, in the energy of the heart center, where you will find solace, where you will indeed be nurtured, where your energies will be replenished? And as you move on up into your energy center, you will be able to connect more and more with your higher self and with the spiritual team that is always ready to assist and serve you. But, dear friends, too often you are living in the lower centers of your energy beings. You are living in survival. You are living in fear. You are living in the centers of power and of will, which does not serve your spirits at all. Instead, you are flowing. You are indeed allowing the world to dictate how you feel. Become clear on what you wish to be, what you wish to become within your beings, and then indeed you will find a change occurring within you. The world, of course, as more and more can take up this challenge. That is how things will change. If you are constantly looking for others to do it for you, whether it would be others in your immediate circle, your family, your love, your partners, your children, your friends, then you indeed are missing the point. If you are looking for your government, your leaders to do it for you, then again, you are not seeing the highest truth. For the changes must begin within the individual. You must find, yes, the light within you and have the courage, yes, the fortitude, the resiliency to begin to shine that light out more and more. And you will see a change within your own feeling states. The fears will begin to dissipate. You will no longer be so concerned about what the world is going through because you know that you are doing your part. Heart to begin to shift the energies that will open not only yourself but others who come into contact with you with the creative power and force of the universe. We do want to reassure you, dear friends, that despite how things seem right now, yes, with the pandemic surging through the population, with the corruption that you are seeing, with the uncertainty and fear and chaos, that this will work itself through. There will be a resolution, but this is an opportunity for each of you at the personal level to declare where you stand, what you believe, what you value. Are you able to move more and more into faith, into trust in your personal lives? Are you able, yes, to command the energies of your soul and project out those attitudes of love? Are you able to see humanity with your powers of imagination or visualization, living in harmony with each other? Yes, seeing your governments working, yes, so together, working for the betterment of all, not just to line their own pockets or their own self-interest. Things are going to change rapidly on the planet. Now, we will not pretend that there will not be more death. There will be. There are many souls, as we have shared with you in the past, that are choosing, yes, to leave the body, to return to spirit. Now, of course, that is causing sadness and grief for many, many. But we just again remind you that there are no accidents. That at the unconscious level, the souls that are departing are quite aware of the need of the desire for them to leave in this manner at this time. Do try to move into loving allowance, not only for yourself and the grief, indeed, that you may be experiencing, but also for others. Continue to allow yourself to vibrate that stronger message of love for all, for that will heal more wounds, more imbalances than any other power in the universe. Now, of course, we would ask for you to send that same energy of love to your medical providers, who are, for the most part, so very high well-intentioned. They are working for the betterment of humanity, living out a higher purpose by serving. They are quite depleted at this time, so we would ask for all of you to see them in loving light, to lift them with your energies as you continue to go through this process of upliftment on the planet Earth. Now, of course, there are other viruses that you will need to contend with. But we see in the future days, not immediately, of course, but in the few years coming forward, that there will be a deeper understanding of immunity. It will go, yes, way beyond any particular drug or vaccine. But it will be more of an immunity based on individual consciousness, belief systems, energies that can indeed be taught to all of how they are holding their thoughts and their energies. Now, of course, there is great controversy on the planet right now as to, yes, the effectiveness, even the moralness, yes, of this vaccine that is coming out. There are many that will come out, some, yes, a tad bit better than others. There will be some reactions, of course, but we are seeing this as a temporary solution to this particular virus. But again, there will be other viruses that will come forth. So it is necessary for all of you beings that are open to spirits, advice and guidance, that you look deeply within yourself so that you will be able to create an inner environment within your spirit, within your consciousness, that will allow your physical body to be able to handle any such challenge of any illness and any virus. For you all have the capability to be able to create harmony within your beings as you create harmony and peace within your spirits. It is necessary for all to begin to eradicate the fear, to be able to see clearly your own higher purpose, and to not allow the outer world to constantly bombard you with the messages of hate, of fear, of disharmony. More and more, you will begin to feel a sense of peace, a sense of restful energy that can grow within you if you allow it, if you call it to you. So indeed, this is something that you need to cultivate and nurture deep within yourself. Do continue your spiritual practices more consistently. That will help you create the framework to be able to achieve the inner balance that is necessary for you to fulfill your own particular mission in this lifetime. Dear friends, you have so much power available to you. The question is not if it is there, it is more of if you will open to it and use it. We want you to experiment, to open, to try, to indeed test out the waters for yourself so that you begin to understand what we are saying on more of an experiential, personal level for yourself in your own life's context. That way you will create, yes, the energies. You will be able to create the attitudes necessary to have the peace of mind, to be able to see clearly, to sense the spirit around and within you, and to be able to utilize not only for your own fulfillment, but to be able to assist others on your path as well. There is no limit to your power, for you are God, you are spirit. You have unlimited abilities, but so many are unaware. So many of humanity are only using such a small portion. It is time for all you who hear our words to begin to believe, to begin to, yes, utilize those powers more and more so that you will be the start of the transformation that has already indeed begun on many levels, but will continue to develop, continue to spread, because of your willingness. Dear friends, we are, of course, always here available for you. We ask more and more of you to allow us entry into your lives, into your energy systems, for we can assist you. We can remind you more and more of what is available to you. We do love you, dear friends, so very, very much. And we wish that you will be able to sense the God that is within you, the power that is within you, to not only transform your own life, but the world around you. Go your ways now in creating more peace on the planet, more love, more harmony. And may the gods and may the kingdoms always bless you.